Well, here we are, precious family. It's the 17th of June, 2015. And I'm going to share a few things with you, not to complain, but to let you know that things are indeed getting closer to the time when the Lord's coming for his bride, and they are getting more intense, and he's allowing more intensity. One of the things that Ezekiel and I have been going through is just a real difficulty with concentrating, staying awake, feeling really exhausted, and very, very dry prayer times. I mean, hours and hours of dry prayer time. We got a notice today that came across our desk about more terrorism with ISIS, that they're killing little children, babies and children, in Iraq again. They've increased. I guess they took over a new city, and it's just terrible what they're doing to these little infants and these children. It's just heartbreaking. So I didn't really know what all of this was about when I came into prayer. I just knew that it was like wading through molasses, you know, even getting prayers out in my heart and in my mind, you know, it was just, everything is so heavy and thick. I was wondering, why in the world am I feeling this way? And is the Lord even going to speak to me? I had a breakthrough with Jesus when we were dancing, finally, after about 6 or 7 hours. He had me in a very tasteful white and silver evening gown that twinkled as we moved, with a purple orchid on my right wrist. Purple is the color of suffering. My shoes also matched this amazing gown, with brilliant twinkles of light shimmering off of them. I'd never seen myself in shoes before. These were even high heels. I'd never seen that before, and they were really beautiful, actually. And I don't wear high heels at all. I don't own a pair. So I was rather amazed at this beautiful outfit that I was wearing and the high heels. Anyway, there had been several hours of prayer, and it seemed like every little thing is getting more and more difficult. Hours pass, dry hours, where I doubt my standing with the Lord and even question if he's going to continue to speak with me. These emotionally and mentally dry hours are excruciating in the spirit, because I cannot reach out and touch him or see him, let alone hear him. My eyes grow heavy, my heart lonely, until he finally comes and speaks with me. I began my worship around 10:30 in the evening, and here it is 5:30 in the morning, and he's just spoken to me. I question, is there something wrong with the way I'm worshiping? What's different here? Is there more sin in my life I have yet to recognize? Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, there's always something more in perfection. But I lose track of eternity. I mean, it gets to the point where I lose track of eternity and I begin to weaken and complain and think only of the moment and the heaviness that seems to pervade the very air I breathe. Everything is noticeably harder for Ezekiel and I. More fatigue, eyes that don't want to stay open, bodies that fall asleep. Oh, Lord, what's going on here? And finally, he answered me and he said, "You are under tremendous oppression right now. Please offer it to me. It is needed. Oh, Claire, if only you could see the travesties being perpetuated on humanity right now. If only you could see. Oh, Lord, I don't think I can see. Oh, please, Lord, just hearing about this with ISIS is too much. Well, take a splinter from my cross then and carry that, please. That's the least you can do. And tell them that I need their sufferings and oppressions for innocent little ones being murdered in cold blood, that I might remove from them the pain and terror they are at this moment suffering. Yes, I always send you little updates on something when I want you to know about it. That's why you don't need to search the internet. I was thinking to myself, you know, I wouldn't have known about this unless someone else had brought it to me. But he has, you know, ways of letting me know. And then he comes in on a prayer and explains why he brought that item up. And for you who are new to our channel, there's a whole understanding of why the Lord allows suffering in this world that we've done several teachings on. And it has to do with carrying Simon's cross, the cross that when Jesus was carrying his cross, Simon was called in to help. Simon of Cyrene was called in to help carry that cross. This is after the pattern of Jesus and Simon. We are carrying a cross so that the suffering in our life can be turned into opportunities and for the gospel to spread and for people to be relieved of their suffering. And the Lord's done the finished work of salvation on the cross, but still the message has to be delivered, and people that are suffering terribly need to be relieved of that. And somehow in the economy of things, spiritual economy of things, the Lord removes the suffering from them and spreads it thin throughout his body so that we can all carry it. And that's what we mean by a splinter from his cross. It's not works righteousness. It's not about works at all. It's about loving the Lord enough to lay our lives aside for a few moments and help him carry the cross that's needed for these people to receive him and for them to be relieved of their suffering, these poor innocent little children. So that's what he means when he says, tell them that I need their sufferings and oppressions for innocent little ones being murdered in cold blood. In this furnace of affliction, he continues, you are removing the sufferings of so many little innocents. What is being done is beyond human. It is pure demonic. That is why so many on your channel right now are going through very, very hard times. And again, an aside on that is when you're a bride, truly the bride of Christ, and truly have your heart and mind riveted on the Lord, you pick up on his suffering and on the things that he's having to go through and watching what's going on in the world. You're there to comfort him. It's a very intimate relationship. The Lord continued, part of your depression is a suffering in the subconscious for what is happening with others. Yeah, I've been hit with some nasty depression, and Ezekiel as well. So part of it's a suffering in the subconscious for what's happening with others around the world. You are all united by my spirit, and the spirit is strong on little children. You are intercepting some of their cries and pleas. Many of them are too little to understand what's going on. I cannot tell you how much comfort you bring by your intercession and the cross you're carrying right now. Didn't you expect it to get much worse before my coming for you? Well, believe me, I am spreading it around, and that's why there's so much sadness and fear in the world right now. But cheer up, it won't be long. Oh, Jesus, it's so horrendous what's being done to these babies. Please, oh Lord God, please intervene on their behalf. And I know Ezekiel stood in prayer for hours tonight on behalf of these little children. The Lord answered me. He said, you know that this was arranged before they came to earth, do you not? Oh, Lord, I hadn't even thought of it. Well, it was. What is different is the suffering I am sparing them through the intercession of saints all over the world, and they're shouldering this cross with great love and devotion. So what he's saying here is, again, I've done a teaching on this, as he's told me before, that when a soul chooses to come to earth, they are aware of the sacrifices they're going to have to make and the suffering And I know it's impossible to believe that a pure soul would choose this kind of suffering, but some of them do. Yes, I know, even the messages are getting more difficult to intercept, and this is yet another piece of my cross for you, beloved. Thank you for bearing up under it. No, it's not a punishment, Claire, it's a cross, another offering for loved ones. Lord, I thought my imperfections were causing you to withdraw from me just a little bit. I know what you thought, he said. That's why I brought it up. We dealt with that yesterday. Now this is a different story. Please do continue to persevere. I know it is hard, but there's no easy way to do it. All over the world there is suffering, Claire. All over the world. Much is the direct result of sin, and many are the innocent victims. Satan's hatred for mankind knows no limits. He's out to purge the earth of every last soul. His time is short. Little do they know it, the ruling elite are going down as well. They are only being used for his purposes, and when he's done with them, they also will meet with their demise. And unlike these innocent children, whom I have taken to myself, their eternity is in the fires of hell. And then he started to address these people. Think not, O wicked generation, that your children and grandchildren will be spared. Oh no, you will all perish together. Those who are yet innocent I shall take to myself, and those who are corrupted in the blood of the innocents shall go down into the fires of Gehenna with you, and their worm shall never die. Oh, it would have been better for you and for them that they were never born. But now that you have sown genocide, you too shall reap from its jaws, and even more unto eternal damnation. Yes, weep and wail, your time is coming. And then the Lord said, but they will not weep nor wail until their time is upon them. I know it seems to you to be impossible that souls will agree to that short little life and such suffering, but they see things from a different perspective than you do. They have made a choice born out of understanding which you do not have as you live on this level. But I have promised them respite from the suffering, and that is what your prayers are accomplishing. So I just want to say, please, persevere. Know with surety of heart and mind that I am coming, and as intensity mounts higher, so will my grace be released. Just don't give up on me. Persevere under trial and make yourselves worthy of my name. I'm waiting on you, my beloved brides. Call to me that I might endue you with stamina, knowing full well you are making a difference just by carrying your daily crosses. And I would like to add to this, Lord, you know that we want to deny ourselves and pick up our crosses and follow you. So I'm praying right now that you'll give us all more strength. Please, Lord, give us more strength and more patience. Help us to be joyful in the fact that we are helping others, even when it's difficult. Let there be a joy and an awareness in our hearts and our souls that this is bringing relief to others who are suffering, that we might have your peace, Jesus, and truly be your brides, standing at your side and carrying our own crosses as you carried yours. Amen.